You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people can get from home to work and the kiddos can get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, UPS drivers, Amazon workers, Amazon drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, especially now airports getting busy for the holiday traveling season that is underway. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers out there. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and I can't forget the front and rear load truck drivers out there too. All right. We are going to talk about to start things off here. I want to get into, because actually, I am going to be gone for the rest of the week for the holiday, for the Thanksgiving holiday. So we aren't going to have a whole lot of time to talk about this Falcons matchup at all. We got about an hour to talk about it. So how today is going to work is I am going to talk about the Monday Night Football game and what I learned about the Chargers from this Monday Night Football game. If I learn anything extra, I'm going to give you some stats as well. And then I'm going to allow you, because I won't be able to talk to you on Friday because we'll be gone. I'll be gone. And I want to let you give your take on this Falcons-Chargers matchup, what you see, what you like, what you don't like, anything you have as far as your take on the Falcons-Chargers game coming up on Sunday. We'll take your calls on that. And then we'll do an early Tuesday edition of Grillin' Dylan at 5:40 because, again, we won't be able to have one on Friday. So we're going to have one on Tuesday, and we'll let you talk about whatever you like. Yeah, you can ask me whatever. We can talk about movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. We can get into whatever you want to at 5:40, again, since there is no Friday show. All right, first things first, let's kind of talk about Monday Night Football a little bit and what we learned about the Chargers from this Monday Night Football game as they took on the Baltimore Ravens and lost to the Baltimore Ravens, final score of 30-23. Chargers came in with a four-game winning streak that was snapped. During that four-game winning streak, I told you they were averaging 28.5 points per game. They were playing good, playing really good defense. They actually, their scoring defense is currently ranked number one. It's probably going to go down after their game last night. But going into last night's ball game, they were actually ranked number one in scoring defense, only giving up 14.5 points per game. So they've been playing really well as of late and during this four-game winning streak, of course. But last night, they ran into a buzzsaw in the Baltimore Ravens offense. I mean, Todd Monken, he has gotten this thing right as far as what he wants to do with this team offensively. Lamar Jackson, not having to do too much last night, 16-22, 177 yards, two touchdowns through the air, only sacked once. And Derrick Henry, no touchdowns for Derrick Henry for the first time this season. However, he was still a monster on the ground, 24 carries for 140 yards. Like I said, no touchdowns, but he still had a huge night. Lamar Jackson, 8 carries for 15 yards, if you're wondering. He did have a rushing touchdown. Justice Hill had a long 51-yard touchdown as well, and he finished the day with 4 carries and 55 yards. So, again, the only real thing he did was that 51-yard touchdown run. As far as receiving goes, Zay Flowers led all receivers as far as yardage goes, 5 receptions, 62 yards. Mark Andrews got in the end zone, 5 receptions, 44 yards and a touchdown. Rashad Bateman, 2 receptions, 43 yards and a touchdown. And Tylan Wallace also had a reception for 15 yards. But as far as the Chargers go, what do I feel like we learned about the Chargers when it comes to how they're going to match up against the Falcons, how the Falcons should play them, and you know what should the scheme, what should the game plan be for the Falcons going into this game? Well, they usually run the ball a whole lot better. So I don't want you to look at last night's number. And I'm sure if you watched the game, you probably know, unfortunately, J.K. Dobbins went down with a knee injury. So that really affected their running game. They didn't abandon the running game, but they were very pass heavy after J.K. Dobbins went down. And that's not usually the Chargers' game plan. Usually their game plan is run first. Run the ball with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, secondary, and then open the passing game up with the running game. But that wasn't really the case last night after J.K. Dobbins went down. He finished the game. Dobbins, by the way, 6 carries for 40 yards. So he was running good to start off, averaging 6.7 yards per carry. So I don't know what the status of J.K. Dobbins is going to be for Sunday's game. Again, it's going to be a short week. And again, not knowing the extent of the knee injury might be a thing where we see a lot of Gus Edwards and Hassan Haskins on Sunday. And if that's the case, then maybe we can expect the Chargers to be a little bit more of a running team. But as far as right now, if J.K. Dobbins is going to be able to play, you have to expect it's going to be a healthy dose of J.K. Dobbins. Maybe because he won't be at full strength, who knows? Again, don't know the extent of the knee injury. Then maybe it won't be quite as heavy, but it'll still be a healthy dose of J.K. Dobbins if he's good to go. If Gus Edwards is the main guy, then maybe, you know, he'll still get that same type of carries in the backfield, but not sure. So that is a thing to keep an eye on throughout the week, the status of J.K. Dobbins for sure. So Justin Herbert had to turn it up a notch after J.K. Dobbins went down. He finished the game 21-36, 218 yards, no touchdowns though. Only two touchdowns for the Chargers came via the running game. Justin Herbert had a rushing touchdown, and Gus Edwards had a one-yard rushing touchdown as well. Yet Ladd McConkey, this is the dude we're going to look out for regardless, because he has quickly turned into Justin Herbert's favorite target. Six receptions for 83 yards. Ladd McConkey has become that guy. with the Chargers already. Will Disley, the tight end, four receptions, 47 yards. Joshua Palmer, three receptions, 38 yards. Jalen Reagor, two receptions, 20 yards. And then before Dobbins went out, he had three receptions for 19 yards as well. So Dobbins, if he can play, he's going to be a heavy. He's going to be a guy that they look to get the ball to a lot. And then Ladd McConkey, those are going to be their two main playmakers that Justin Herbert is going to be looking for. Now, again, obviously we just talked about, don't know the status of J.K. Dobbins, but Ladd McConkey, he has been balling after the first few weeks and kind of getting his feet wet in the NFL. He has been that dude, like I said, for the Chargers. So that is going to be a guy the Falcons are going to have to find a way to neutralize and have to find a way to stop, because they are going to try and get him the ball a lot on Sunday, especially if Dobbins is out and they're passing the ball a lot more. So offensively, again, before we switch over to what the Chargers are going to want to, how the Chargers are going to try and play the Falcons defensively. Offensively, if Dobbins is healthy, it's going to be a lot of Dobbins, a little bit of Gus Edwards as well, and they're going to try and use the run game to open things up with the passing game. And again, try to hit Ladd McConkey on some deep to intermediate routes. They're going to try and get Josh Palmer on some deep routes. Will Disley's going to be involved as well. But they're going to be a run-first team for sure if Dobbins is in there. If he's not, then they might be a pass-first team. I don't know if Gus Edwards, even with him giving a full week of preparation as the number one guy, I'm not sure he gets the same type of load and the same type of carries that Dobbins would normally get when he's fully healthy. So Dobbins is in there, they're going to be running the ball heavy. If he's not, it might be a little bit more pass first on offense. Now, switching over to defense, I want to give you some numbers really quickly here on the Chargers as far as their defense goes. Their rushing defense right now, they rank 11th in the league. So The Ravens had 212 yards as a team, and Derrick Henry had 140 yards on the ground by himself. I'm not saying the Falcons can't have that kind of day, but what I am saying is, I'm not going to lie to you, I think the Ravens are a better run team than the Falcons are. I think their offense overall is better than the Falcons' offense. And I think Todd Monken obviously is a better offensive coordinator at this point in time. Again, Zach Robinson's only in year one, so it's not like I'm trying to throw shade or anything. But at this point in time, Todd Monken is definitely a better offensive coordinator than Zach Robinson is. So while I hope we can have that same success running the ball, the Chargers, coming into last night's game, were 11th in their rush defense, only giving up 110.5 rushing yards per game to their opponents. That's pretty darn good. Look, it ain't a super elite tier, but it's near the top 10. So they're almost top 10 in rushing defense. So the Falcons, while they're definitely going to try and run the ball first, as they should, But you're going to have to be creative in the run game like Todd Monken and this Baltimore Ravens team is. And again, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, love that duo. Derrick Henry is also different as far as the type of runner he is, things like that. But Bijan is great. Don't get me wrong. But we're going to have to still be very creative in the passing game, and we're going to have to put up some numbers in the passing game as well. It won't be like we saw last night where Lamar only has to throw the ball 22 times, throw for 177 yards, and it'd be that easy for Lamar. Kirk is still going to have to throw that thing around, and it's going to have to be a little bit more of a balanced effort is what I'm saying. And I mean, the Ravens were pretty balanced, 177 through the air, 212 on the ground is fairly balanced. But I think we still might have to throw the ball a little bit more to kind of open that Chargers defense up, spread that Chargers defense out, and maybe open things up with the run game that way. So we'll see, but it'll be very interesting to see. But the Chargers, obviously, the Ravens showed us they can be had. You got to have the right game plan. You got to execute. But the Chargers can be had on the ground, and I think that does fare well for the Atlanta Falcons. All right, when we come back here, about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, what are your thoughts on this Chargers game? I won't get to talk to you until we react to the Chargers game on Monday. So now is the time to go ahead and bring me your Falcons Chargers takes. How do you feel about the game? What do you want to see? All that good stuff. Let me know how you're feeling. We'll take your calls next on the other side. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. As we will fully dive into Falcons, Chargers next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Clemens liked it.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Appreciate everybody that's tuning in right now that's on their way to work, already at work. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in right now that's already at the gym or on their way to the gym, getting their early morning grind on, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smart device or any of your smart devices or smartphone. You download that free Odyssey app. Guess what? If you're up today, maybe because you're headed to the airport early and you're like, man, I'm really vibing with this show. I like this guy, Dylan. I want to hear more of it, but I'm not usually up this early. Well, that's okay, because with the free Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to my show or any of the great shows here on 929 The Game. You can go back and listen to them in their entirety. And it doesn't matter what time it is. You can do that at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 a.m., midnight, 10 p.m., don't matter. You can do it at any time. You can go back and listen to your favorite interviews, your favorite segments, and again, listen back to full shows in their entirety on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that thing on your smartphone or any of your smart devices today. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. I want to hear from you about this Falcons-Chargers game. How are you feeling about it? Look, we touched on a key injury that the Chargers might have going into this game on Sunday, talking about J.K. Dobbins, their running back. He went out last night with a knee injury as the Chargers lost to the Baltimore Ravens 30-23 on Monday Night Football last night. But what we haven't talked about are what injuries the Falcons are still dealing with. And if you remember, Sunday against the Broncos, we were down bad when it came to injuries. No Mike Hughes, no D. Alford. I don't believe Troy Anderson played either. I mean, we were missing a plethora of guys last Sunday against the Broncos. Who's going to be able to suit up for us this Sunday? So I am going to be very interested to see who's going to be out of practice today, who's going to be out of practice Wednesday, and obviously that's going to affect the game a lot. So we'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, I still think this is going to be a winnable game for the Falcons, and this is a game they really need to get. You don't want to – obviously, it sucked. I'm just going to be straight up. It sucked coming into the bye week with two straight losses and then coming back from the bye week with a loss at home. Ugh, that's just not going to be good. Not going to be good at all. So hopefully we see the Falcons bounce back on Sunday, but it won't be easy. Chargers are going to come in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after their loss to the Ravens. So it's not going to be easy at any point on Sunday. And the Chargers are a good team. Like I said, they just had their four-game winning streak snapped by another very good team in the Baltimore Ravens, but still, they are a very, very good ball club, and it's not going to be easy for the Falcons. But how are you feeling about this game? 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out to the phone lines for a few minutes, and let's talk to my guy Keaton out there riding around and getting it in the ATL. Keaton, what's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
Yo!
What's up, Keaton?
Hey, man, I'm ready for them beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes, lamb, you name it.
Right. Oh, you know, that was good. You hit that, Keen. You hit that. I like that, brother.
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not excited for this Sunday. I think I said a little bit to you last time I talked to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a feeling them Falcons about to go on a skid, man.
Oof.
They've shown me nothing that tells me otherwise. You know, right. I need to see some consistency. One, you know, I think Dukes and Bill was talking about it yesterday on their show. One week you got Kirk's throwing for 500 yards. The next week he throws four touchdowns. Then for two games in a row, he don't throw a single touchdown.
Right.
That's a problem. I mean, we need some more consistency on both sides of the ball. But I'm scared, man. I think the schedule is about to take a dive for us. I'll hang up and listen to you now.
Hey, Keaton, I appreciate you, man. Great stuff as always, brother. I completely agree with Keaton. I'm nervous. That's definitely the word I would use, is nervous. Because I have, like Keaton, I have no idea what to expect from this Falcons team on Sunday. I have absolutely no clue what team I'm going to get. Am I going to get the team that we just saw against the Denver Broncos that couldn't stop a runny nose, that was, one, kind of plagued by injuries a little bit? Are we going to have any of our other guys back? Are we going to have Mike Hughes, D. Alford, and other guys back? Are we going to have some of our starters back? Because that will, while it won't be the deciding factor, I don't think, it will be a factor. So are we going to get a fairly healthy Falcons team back that is motivated, that is hopefully refreshed, something of that nature? Or are we going to get the Falcons team that is playing that soft coverage on defense, on the outside, letting Justin Herbert get easy completions to Ladd McConkey and Will Disley and Joshua Palmer? Are we going to let them, no matter who's in the backfield, J.K. Dobbins or Gus Edwards, are we going to let them run for 4 or 5 yards a clip? And are we going to let them move easily throughout the 20s? Are we going to see that Falcons team, that Falcons defense? Or are we going to see a Falcons team that, one, looks sharp offensively, not committing those untimely penalties like we've seen on offense, getting those bad holding calls or false starts or illegal procedure or something like that? Are we going to see a Falcons offense that is shooting themselves in the foot, or a Falcons offense that is on point, that is productive, that can be explosive, and that is converting in the red zone and scoring touchdowns? Or are we going to see the Falcons offense that, again, shoots themselves in the foot and can't seem to get out of their own way? I'm wondering what Falcons team we're going to get. Are we going to get the Falcons team like we saw against the, let's say, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, maybe with a little bit better defense, but offensively, are we going to see like we saw against the Buccaneers, where they were scoring left and right, scoring at will, doing whatever they wanted to? Are we going to see the Falcons defense perform like they performed in the early weeks, like against the Eagles or the Chiefs even? I just don't know what Falcons team we're going to get. We've seen so many different versions, and we've seen this Falcons team play so many different ways, good, bad, ugly, very good. Like, they're just, we've seen so much from this team. I just am not sure what we're going to get, and that's why I'm nervous, because I know we can beat the Chargers. I know the Falcons can beat the Chargers. They got the talent to do it. They're good enough to do it. I just don't know if they will. They've just been too inconsistent for me to really know what we're going to do. So we will see on Sunday. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. Let's head out to the phone lines again and talk to Ike. Ike, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm amazing, brother. How are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. How you feeling about this Falcons game on Sunday, Ike?
I feel like now is the time for sure that we figure out who the Falcons actually are, right? So we know we can run the ball.
Right.
All right. We know Kirk can throw it. We just don't seem to put them all together at the same time.
Right.
I would like to see Coach Morris take over calling the defense, or at least have a say-so in some of these last-minute calls at the end of the quarter, end of the half, because the calls they were calling in Denver – I understand the personnel was different, but it just didn't. It didn't make sense. Like,
yeah, I'm with
no slide of the defense to help the weaker corner. Like, none of those things. They were just like, all right, they need 7 yards. We're gonna give them. We're gonna give them 10 yards of a cushion. It's crazy. So I feel like we're gonna learn exactly who the Falcons really are this week. And from this point on, that's who they have to remain. Like, if y'all go ahead and lay an egg, just go ahead and lay it. Let's figure out what we're gonna do for next year. But I think we have the. I know we have the talent to beat the rest of the schedule. Maybe drop one or two here or there, whatever the case is. I still feel like we win the division. I still feel like we get in the playoffs, but it's kind of pointless if we're going to not show up like we've done for the last couple of weeks.
No, I'm with you, Ike, and that's a great phone call, man. Appreciate the phone call. Like, and look, Ike's right. As far as we've seen games where Kirk Cousins has a huge passing game, we've seen games where the run game has a huge day where they run over for – where we – rushed for almost over 200 yards, but haven't really seen – I mean, maybe there's been one. There's been one. I think it may have been the Cowboys game or something like that, but there's maybe been one. I don't know if there's been more than one, but there's, I think, been one game where we saw a good, healthy balance where the Falcons passed for a good number of yards, and I think they rushed for over 100 yards too, and we finally got that kind of nice balance that we wanted. Other than that, I haven't seen a game where, to Ike's point, they've married the – run game and the pass game together where the two were working together and working off of each other and opening things up for one another. Like, I haven't seen a game where the passing game has opened things up for the running game or vice versa. I really haven't seen that. It's been okay, they're taking away the run, we'll pass the ball, or okay, they're taking away the pass, we're going to run the ball. They haven't necessarily been married for each other or helped out or benefited one another, to Ike's point. So I definitely agree with that. And look, I hope as far as that defense we're playing, I will say this, Raheem Morris, I think, is signing off on what Jimmy Lake is doing. I just hope they have come together throughout this bye week and have changed what they have been doing. I don't want to see any more soft coverage. And even with other personnel in, I don't really want to see off coverage, not against the Chargers. Again, Ladd McConkey's a bad dude. He's going to be a very good receiver in this league, it's looking like, and he's going to have himself a nice NFL career, and I love it for him. But I don't think we necessarily need to give Ladd McConkey a 7-yard cushion. I don't think we need to give Josh Palmer a 7-8-yard cushion. We don't need to, especially not Will, no shade, just truth, we don't need to give Will Dissly a 7-yard cushion. I don't know if Quentin Johnson is going to play or not. He was not active last night, if I remember correctly. And he did not play. Quentin Johnston did. So if he's out there, I don't think we – oh, yeah, he didn't play. I know he's a flyer. Maybe we give him a little bit of a cushion, but not a 7-yard cushion. Because at this point, with teams and what they've been doing to the Falcons, they've been scoring with this cushion. I mean, we're not wanting to give up the deep play. I get all that. Like – but if they're scoring regardless, what does it matter if we're giving up the deep play or not? If anything, if we're giving up a deep play, at least they took less time off the clock, right? So I hope through this bye week the Falcons have changed a little bit of their schematics and game plan when it comes to defensively, and I hope they have figured out a way to kind of marry the pass game and run game together offensively. So we're going to find out. And we'll find out real, real soon. But definitely is going to be something to look out for on Sunday. All right, when we come back, Skip, I see you, my guy. Hang on tight for me, Skip. We're going to get to you when we come back. Also, if you want to call in and continue to talk about the Falcons, or you want to talk about anything, movies, like sports, we'll get into Grillin' Dylan next as well. Since, again, there is no Friday show, we'll do a early version, the Tuesday edition of Grillin' Dylan. So the phone lines remain open at 404-726-0929. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Talk about the Falcons. Hawks were in action last night. Unfortunately, they lost to the Mavericks with no Luka. We can talk about that. We can talk about, again, movies, music, life, sports. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it next here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's right. We got the Kia Studios going up on a Tuesday. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone or any of your smart devices. And we are going to get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a couple of minutes where we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, we were just talking about the Atlanta Falcons, what to expect from them, what we might want to see out of them. When it comes to Sunday's game against the Chargers, we can take your thoughts on that. The Hawks unfortunately lost 129-119 to the Dallas Mavericks last night. No Luka, no problem for the Mavericks. We can talk about that if you would like. And other movies, music, live sports, we can talk about whatever. Here in a couple minutes with Grillin' Dylan. Before we get to that, I do just want to add this when we are talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris did say something I thought was very interesting during his presser yesterday, and he talked about how he wanted to utilize play action more and really add that into and incorporate that more into the offense. And I absolutely love that, because we were literally just talking about the passing game and the running game and marrying those two together and getting those to help out one another. Well, play action is the number one way to do that. I mean, with how good the Falcons have been able to run the ball at times this season, I think there should be a lot more play action. And not to say the Falcons obviously haven't been running play action passes, they have, but the type of play action they've been to, when I've talked about this a little bit last week, we haven't seen necessarily Kirk Cousins get outside the pocket on like design bootlegs or anything like that. And in the play action passing game, I want to see more of that. And so hopefully with this increased utilization of the play action passing game, something like that is to come with the offense. So it sounds like we are going to get more play action from the Falcons offense. And I love it. I love that adjustment. I love that addition, I guess I should say, for lack of a better term. But hopefully when it comes to the defense, we fix that soft coverage. We get more play action passes going and we stop playing such soft coverage, we might be cooking with gas here, Falcons fans. And so we'll see what happens and we'll see exactly what the Falcons look like on Sunday. But with that being said, let's go ahead and get to something we like to call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
An early Tuesday edition of Grillin' Dylan because I am out the rest of the week. So I still want to make sure you get your questions, you get your takes, you get your thoughts in here on the show. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Shout out to my guy Skip, who was holding on. Skip, what's going on, man? Skip out there riding around and getting ATL. What's happening, Skip?
Well, you can have whatever you like. Yeah,
you know the vibes.
Hey, man, I got on the Falcons, man.
Yes, sir.
I got four words, man. Four words.
Okay.
Four definitions. Number one, the offense got to have some creativity.
Mm.
It can't be predictable. We've been so predictable.
Yeah.
When Algier come in, we know it's going to be a run. I think it was a Pittsburgh or the Kansas City game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Pittsburgh game. When we had Bijan and Algier in the backfield together.
Right, so, yeah.
If you can go back to that, but the whole creativity thing is you keep both of them in there at least 70% of the time. You run out the position and you throw out the position, so you don't know who gonna get the ball. Whatever, we gonna throw a pass, run. You send Algier in motion, or you send Bijan in motion, and you still don't know who's gonna get the ball because you might run or throw out that way. You have to just be creativity. Stop being so predictable because I'm tired of sitting there knowing the plays.
Right.
Number two.
Right. Uh-huh.
Number two, on defense, the big word there is disguise.
Mm.
You got to disguise your defense, man. What I mean by that, I've been talking about we bring everybody up on the corners, but disguise your defense. Act like you blitzing. Don't bring it or bring it, but have different people blitzing. If you look at Pittsburgh and all everybody else defense, they bring an extra person up. Sometimes they come up, sometimes you don't. You don't know who blitzing. We getting beat up on offense line all the time because we don't know who's coming. So let's disguise the defense. Have somebody have five men up there. Don't know who's coming.
There you go. I like
number
it.
Three,
mm-hmm.
Number three, the big word there is urgency. Act like you want you dying to get to the playoffs. Act like you want to go to the playoffs, Falcons. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it. The last two words go together. Have some fun out there, guys. It's a kid. Y'all playing a kiddie game. Y'all playing a kiddie game. Have some fun out there. And the last word, believe in each other, man. Believe this person. Y'all a team, man. This person got your back. That person got your back. Believe in each other. And let's do this thing, man, because right now, They had a whole week to get this together. It's no excuses to come out and do the same thing. But that's my time, Dylan. Yeah, you have a nice holiday, man.
Appreciate you.
And Noel there, man. You have a nice holiday, man. I'll talk to you get back.
Hey, appreciate you, Skip. You have a great Thanksgiving, a great holiday as well, man. We'll talk to you then. And look, I can't disagree with what Skip said. Definitely need more creativity on offense, and hopefully with what Raheem Morris was saying about adding more play action into the offense, that's what we're going to get. Definitely don't mind some disguises on defense, and then, again, making sure you're having fun out there and believing in each other. I think that's all important, Skip. So I definitely agree with everything he was talking about there. But especially the creativity on offense. It's not that I don't think Zach Robinson hasn't been creative. I just don't think he's fully tapped into what all this Falcons offense could do and what all this Falcons offense could be. I just don't think the potential has been fully untapped yet when it comes to the creativity of this Falcons offense could have, and hopefully we get there. And look, you don't have to peak right now. It's not that point in the season where you need to be playing your best football, but you still got to find a way to win games. And this is a game you really, really need to win if you are the Atlanta Falcons. Because again, you don't want to give any more hope to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or even the New Orleans Saints. I mean, remember, the season ain't over yet. You got the tiebreakers over, well, at least the Buccaneers. You split with New Orleans so far. But you don't want to give these teams any sort of hope or any sort of life that they can maybe track you down in the division. So you got to take care of business on your end, and you got to start winning some football games, and that starts on Sunday. All right. When we come back, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. See what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got coming up here on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift. Right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.